coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman on this Thanksgiving Eve. That's right. A lot of things happen, of course, over this short week, and a lot of things will be happening, continue to happen over the Thanksgiving Day holiday and into now as we get into this area between Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. Folks, watch for false flag events. I'm telling you right now, just the scuttlebutt, you know, the left, the globalist scumbaggery. What they've got to do is they've got to take the attention away from January 6th, the unedited tapes, the video, not tapes, but the video that had come out from the Capitol cameras. Now, for extra credit, what they should do is they should get the police body cam footage as well, Capitol police body cam footage as well. But nonetheless, why are we talking about that, as well as some other very important news with my good friend, Austin Brower. Austin Brower from healthmasters.com. By the way, healthmasters.com, thanks five. That's the coupon code for 5% off items across the board. I know I'll be using thanks five, and I hope you do as well. And you know, all of this makes good in addition, using it yourself makes good Christmas gifts and such. But anyway, a lot of stuff to get into. Before I get to Austin, I want to just tell you real quick. This, I want to show you something. Okay, this little box. Okay, you know, I'm all about saving money. Okay, now I like to save money. I like to make sure things are, I don't spend money unnecessarily. One of the things that caught my attention was energy bills, because we have a studio here, my house and such, and I noticed that energy bills were rising historic rates. I mean, you can't believe that, and there's no end in sight. If you talk to enough people, you'll soon realize that nearly everyone is shocked at their recent electric bills. I'm telling you, it's crazy how they've gone up. Some studies reveal energy costs to the consumer have skyrocketed by as high as 60% in the little as 2 years, the past couple of years. That's why tens of thousands of people are installing this little magical device. Now, here's what I did. Okay, because this takes, to realize savings, you know, 4 to 6 weeks roughly. I asked them to send me a couple because I want to try them out. Because I need to know it works. End of story. So I did that. And at my home, I put one next to the circuit breaker, and then one on the far end of my house, and then the third one in between. Okay, that's what I did. But this sophisticated gadget stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity. By the way, I had an electrician in my house for something totally different. And I said, what about this dirty electricity? Oh, yeah, there's leakage, there's this, there's that. I mean, he went into this professor-like speech. But anyway, bottom line is this. This will help dramatically reduce your electric costs. Is simply plug it into your home's wall outlet. And again, you can enjoy lower energy consumption, ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month. Now, give it some time. Give it 4 to 6 weeks, okay? Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the greedy power companies, but there's more. If you place your order right now, that's right now, 65% off, fast shipping within the United States, hassle-free returns, last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. But again, I urge you to hang with it because you'll see it. You know how the bills work and so you'll see it. Simply go to savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com to take advantage of this limited time deal. before they sell out, and they will. Once again, that's savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com. So order right now. All right. And speaking of great things, folks, if you haven't done this already, go to healthmasters.com and make sure you have you're stocked up on your supplements. I've been hearing rumblings. I got to ask Austin about this. But I've been hearing rumblings about the FDA putting some restrictions on supplement companies. And I want to know about this. And, you know, look, things happen without our knowledge and without our consent. And so this is why I tell everyone I know, if you take supplements, if you don't take them, you should. If you take them, you should take Health Masters. And if you're ordering supplements, you should order at least a month in advance of what you need. So order now, and especially with Thanks 5, THANKS 5. What, he's too lazy to say Thanksgiving 5? Okay, I'm kidding. But, hey, look, you can't beat the prices. These are stellar products, the best on the market in my view. And I feel a lot different when I take, let me put it this way. When I don't take supplements, I can tell. I feel run down. I feel pukey. I feel cranky. Well, cranky is part of my disposition, which is always there. So, but the bottom line is this. This is the best on the market. We need you in the fight for the army of the awake. Because if you're listening or watching this, you are part of the army of the awake. And we are waging war against the scumbaggery of the left, of the communists, of the leftists, of the globalists. And we will win. Why? Because we're better than them. Media Matters getting sued. Thank God for that. Media Matters, that sleazy operation funded by the Soros family, getting sued, of course, for a number of things. Keep your eye on that story. And all of the stories, all of the bits of information that Austin Brower from healthmasters.com is going to talk about. And by the way, when you're at Health Masters, if you look on your top right-hand corner there, you'll see the Ted and Austin Brower show. If you're not listening to that, you're missing out. Okay, I'm telling you right now, you're missing out because there's some great informational downloads every single show. Please go to healthmasters.com. Use Thanks 5 for your next purchase. And this is probably only good until Monday. But Black Friday's coming up. And hey, everyone's having sales. Health Masters, no different. Plus, they give you 5% off, and that's really a great deal. So please take advantage of that. Austin Brower, Austin, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely, Doug. It's great to be on the show, as always. And one thing about it that I saw that I wanted to let everybody know is the 5% off is store-wide. Kids, specials, everything. So it's pretty much an early Black Friday sale I'm doing for everybody on the Hagman Show. So I definitely recommend everybody to take advantage of if you want to stock up on anything. And going back to what you're talking about with the supplements, there's definitely becoming a shortage of the high quality raw ingredients. I've been having numerous issues with my suppliers keeping stuff manufactured, keeping timelines where they need to be. And I don't know if certain things are being held back or the quality is just getting very difficult to maintain. I do know the cost has been continually going up on a lot of these really, really high quality nutrients. And it would make sense to me if the FDA really wanted to do a workaround is they could start trying to control raw ingredients like they tried to do with N-acetylcysteine during COVID, which was ironic because N-acetylcysteine was one of the most effective components that worked for helping lung tissue and detoxifying the body. Yet they were trying to ban it and basically make it so it was going to be a scheduled controlled drug that could be patented. It was insane what they tried to do with that compound. And finally, there was so much pushback, they finally had to drop it. But one thing that people have to keep remembering is that the FDA, they're not going to stop. they're going to keep pushing and keep pushing to try to reduce people's health and make people sicker and sicker. While at the same time, we know how compromised they are with the, you know, open door policy with all these pharmaceutical companies, how they go back and forth. And we saw what happened during COVID with the continual passing of these drugs as RNA gene therapy without any significant research and testing. Even the fact now, just last month, they came out and gave emergency use authorization for the COVID RNA gene therapy shot, a new modified shot, I might add, in use of 6-month-olds and older on the shot schedule. And so we talked about that last time on this show. But one thing about it is they are not into keeping people's health at all. They're not about it. And we know what they're doing. We know how they're continually trying to work these things around the same way the ammunition bill just went through that they're trying to pass, that I think you may have seen, where they want to restrict that you can only buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition at a time, and you have to get a background check, and it's got to do a transfer, and you got to get a permit. I mean, crazy stuff that they're trying to push, and yet more likely that's probably going to fall on its face. I hope it, I can't imagine it would go through, but it gives you an example and understanding of exactly what they're trying to do is always, always, always trying to take our rights away. And that's why I've always been so adamant in telling people, just because we have a Bill of Rights, just because we have rights that were instilled by God Almighty, doesn't mean people aren't going to try to attempt to take them on a regular basis. Just because it's your right doesn't mean somebody's not going to try to take it from you. People have to get that concept through their head and start realizing that we really got to start defending stuff, being vocal, and really getting the truth out there all the time. For example, now it's been 2.5 years almost, and we're now finally seeing the real footage of what happened January 6th, like you brought up earlier. And I mean, they're now saying there's footage where there were peaceful protesters and suddenly law enforcement started firing rubber bullets and tear gas into the crowd. The crowd wasn't even doing anything. Then you got other videos of the Capitol Police letting protesters in as they come in like single file line. It literally looks like they're taking a tour of the Capitol. In one video, they're giving fist bumps and high-fiving cops as they're walking through the hallways carrying flags. This never was an insurrection to begin with. It was a protest of a stolen election, and the media and the government and the Department of Justice and the FBI has had to do everything they can to try to take the attention off the stolen election by claiming that we had some massive insurrection. But I think you are definitely spot on. I told somebody this the other day, is that I highly think they're going to try to do something very soon to get people's attention off what's happening, because this January 6th footage is extremely damning. And we know that every time you start seeing stuff come to light, they always try to have a false flag in order to get people distracted. Like that one theme park, the mining theme park that we had, where was it, out towards Colorado, I talked about on the last show, where they find the guy in the bathroom with these guns, written on the wall, "I am not a killer," after, you know, he's self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, and he suddenly has these IEDs and all this stuff in his car and his whole loadout. You notice you haven't heard anything about that on the mainstream media at all anymore? It got like a day of coverage on some local outlets, and it disappeared. Why did it disappear? Because it was something that, in my opinion, was supposed to happen as far as from a false flag standpoint, and it stopped. It didn't happen. And so, again, those things, in my opinion, are happening on a regular basis. That's why it's so vigilant to stay active with your firearm training, be proficient with your weapons, and know how to defend yourself, because there's no doubt, I think there's some things that are going to happen here pretty soon, Doug. I mean, I think you're spot on with that.
Yeah, I'm really watching for something. And I do suspect it's going to be domestic. It's going to be blamed on the white supremacists. And obviously, this is going to be, again, in my researched opinion, it's going to fall in line with, whether you like him or don't like him, the attempts to keep Donald Trump off of the 2024 ballot on a state-by-state basis. So, yeah.
No, that's exactly what they're going to try to do. Either that, or they're going to basically have some terrorist cell attack that basically is already here, that they've been bringing into this country literally by the millions over the last few years now. You already have the FBI director coming out and saying that they've lost terrorists, that are known terrorists in the United States now. They don't know where they went. And it's funny to me because, you know, I said it to my buddy the other day. I said, it's funny how the FBI comes out and says, we may have had some terrorists leak through and they've gotten in and we can't find them. We don't know where they are, blah, blah, blah. But yet they can go find a grandma out in Nebraska in the middle of a cornfield and charge her with inciting an insurrection and drag her to January 6th hearing all the way in D.C. and charge her and throw her in prison because she recorded something inside the Capitol. But they suddenly can't find all these terrorists that allegedly came into this country legally or illegally. It's the whole thing's theater, man. You know what they do, the NSA. They spy on everything. They listen to everything. They record everything. But yet they turn around and tell us, oh, well, we don't know where any of these people are. Well, we've got a guy down in Florida. You know, he took a photo of the Capitol. He was out there. We're going to send a 30-man FBI fire team in and kick his front door in and drag him up to D.C. to charge him, you know, with criminal charges. The whole thing with January 6th, again, is all about suppressing dissidents and making people not want to speak freely about what actually happened with that stolen election, making people too scared to be boisterous and stand up again. That's pretty much what the whole thing that the FBI has been doing with that.
You're exactly right. Yeah, the FBI is looking for the terrorists at the school board meetings. And yeah. January 6th, the arrests are not, or, I mean, they're far from over. You're going to have twice as many as there are now in custody by this time next year. I'm telling you, it's even before that. But the FBI is really active. Ask me how I know, and well, don't ask me. But the fact of the matter is, they're coming after all of us for our First and Second Amendment rights specifically. And you know the corporate the private corporate and government cooperation here is off the charts. I mean, to vilify the patriots, the Christian patriots of this country, as well as, again, in my view, based on everything I'm seeing, to elevate those people who are perverse, perverted, as well as here illegally. And you're right, too. I was reading a book by Todd Benzman, and the stories that because he was part of the DHS, the intelligence infrastructure. And I've got to say this, when you read his account, it's not a thin book. It's a pretty thick book, but you read the accounts. The Biden regime opened the gates, opened the doors for these people, and the National Guard, DHS, Border Patrol, all these people are down there assisting in the invasion as opposed to repelling the invasion. Go ahead, sir.
That's exactly what they're doing down there. They've intentionally allowed this stuff to happen. They're encouraging it to happen. They're facilitating it to happen. While at the same time, you got alphabet agencies like ATF that are coming around, just coming up with arbitrary rules like, oh, we've decided now a brace now makes a gun an SBR and all this stupid stuff. Now that's got a massive injunction on it that looks like it's going to be pretty much done now, especially if it goes to the Supreme Court, whenever it goes there. And again, this is what happens when you have out of control rogue agencies that just decide they're going to start coming up with their own rules, their own laws, their own edicts. And this is why it's really, really a problem that we've had now with these branches of government that have been built and enacted, like DHS and stuff, where they have no oversight. They're pretty much told they're built into a position because of an emergency. The same thing, that's why ATF was brought into place in 1923, because of the alleged firearm and trafficking of tobacco products and alcohol and the bootlegging and all the stuff with the machine guns back then and the bank robberies. So again, you had another incident where we've got a pandemic, we've got a plandemic, we have an epidemic of crime. We need to make this agency so they can do this. Same thing with the FBI. And so what they've done over the decades now is they slowly built so many alphabet agencies that have no useful purpose. Let's be real. There's only a few things. There's only a few agencies that actually do anything productive, because the problem is we found now majority of these agencies only do things to facilitate their agenda to push a narrative, not for the protection of the country, not for the protection of its citizens, and not for the protection of the Constitution. They do what fits their narrative and their agenda. The FBI has been blatantly clear on that now in their behavior and what they did with the guys with January 6th. Like you said, and I've heard the same thing from some people that I know that have been involved in stuff. They've said that January 6th arrests aren't even over yet. This is going to go on in perpetuity, to continue to use an excuse to persecute anyone that speaks freely and wants to talk about things that are happening, whether or not they're true, whether or not they're untrue. It doesn't matter. Everybody has a right to speak freely, but that's why they're doing everything they can to try to make sure that nobody has that right and try to discourage anyone from being able to speak freely. And that's why they suppressed the health news so much during COVID. I mean, when you couldn't talk about anything, you talked about vitamin C on YouTube, they turn around and ban the whole video and take the whole thing down. Vitamin C cannot be used for anything whatsoever. Well, no, we're seeing really good results with doing vitamin C intravenously and vitamin C orally with zinc and D3 with people that are sick. And they go, oh, no, that's fake news. You can't put that up there. We're banning it. We've decided, our third party fact checkers have decided it's fake. And so this is what happens now. So there's an article that came out here, a news story that came out as far as a health story. It's interesting because, you know, a lot of these health stories constantly get suppressed. You never hear about them on mainstream media, CNN or Fox. Nobody ever covers this stuff. And this is a new research suggesting the link between elevated insulin and the development of pancreatic cancer, which is the third cause of cancer death in the United States. And insulin resistance is one of the primary issues that is causing issues with pancreatic cancer. And they said the body's inability to regulate blood sugar properly may be a silent killer hunting the pancreas. And it goes on to say here, the insulin resistance is a condition where the body's cells do not respond effectively to insulin, a hormone produced in the pancreas, which prompts cells to pull sugar from the blood and uses energy. The new University of British Columbia research on cell metabolism shows excess insulin overstimulates the pancreas cells that make digestive juices. This sparks inflammation, converting cells to precancerous state. They said our data shows that the higher risk of pancreatic cancer associated with poor diet and obesity may be due to the higher levels of insulin associated with these conditions and insulin resistance. And what they're basically saying is here, have the poor diet, the junk food, the Twinkies, the sweets, the soda, all that stuff all the time, which causes the insulin to spike, which over time causes insulin resistance. They're now saying that really is starting to be one of the direct leading causes of having pancreatic cancer, is having this insulin resistance due to poor diet. And so that's why I've always encouraged people, like, we have the cinnamon extract, we have the berberine. Berberine is incredibly good. Berberine Ultimate, we have the cinnamon extract, which is great for a daily supplement you just take with every single meal. Helps keep blood levels stable with sugar, helps keep insulin levels stable so you don't have these big swings all the time, up and down, up and down, where you're tired and you got energy and the sugar up and down. It's not healthy, and that causes more instability in the pancreas, and the instability in the pancreas starts causing issues with inflammation, and it's a cyclical storm that happens. That's one of the reasons why the one kit that I always recommend people for, especially the beginning of the year, is the fasting kit. Pastor Dave Hodge is actually one of the ones that he really likes that kit and was promoting it to his congregation because it works so effectively. And it's a couple base supplements along with the GHI cleanse, and it's a full fast. You only take those supplements for 7 days. And what happens is the body is able to really detox itself, get the inflammation out of the pancreas, the liver, the colon, and really allow everything to heal up and process, because the body is resilient. If it's given the right nutrients, it's incredible what it can do. It's incredible. But what happens is people's bodies get so toxic from just constant sludge being pumped into them, whether it's fast food, whether it's sodas, whether it's sugar, whether it's alcohol. It's all cumulative. And so what happens is the body never gets a break to actually sit down and say, okay, I'm getting cleaned out now. I'm reducing my inflammation. I've got to get everything fixed. It's a serious problem. And that's why we highly recommend doing a fast at the beginning of the year and helping detoxify the body on a regular basis. Because again, our health is one of the most valuable assets. And right now, there's a war on for the health. You see what they're doing now with these kids, what they're constantly promoting. And I talked about it earlier on the show today. I said, you know, my son now, he is making eggs every single morning. It's funny because I've taught him how to make eggs over the years. He's always like making eggs, make whole eggs, organic eggs every morning. It's always just a staple. It really stabilizes blood sugar. You eat 4 eggs in the morning with a protein shake, boom, you're good for a couple hours. Great breakfast. And so he's constantly, he'll get up first thing, we're like 7 o'clock, and come and, hey, Dad, how many eggs you want? I'm like, maybe 4 eggs, bro. He's like, okay. He's in there whipping up eggs, getting everything together. And it's funny because their attitudes and their energy and their focus, especially with school, is so stable for the most part. And it's ironic too, though, every time that I've done stuff with them and say I've let them have some junk food, or I let them have like a bunch of sugar, which I try not to do very often, but occasionally it does happen. I'm not going to lie, on a rare occasion, their attitude and their behavior goes to crap. They're just up the wall, won't listen, completely out of control. And I got to kind of rein them back in and get everything tightened back up again. And it's funny because you can watch a distinct change when you start seeing copious amounts of sugar intake in young children versus a healthy diet. You can watch their behavior change literally in a set of minutes. And that is so important that people understand this when they're having issues with children and say whether they're ADHD symptoms or they're having issues with basically not being able to focus or school. You've got to look at the diet. If you're feeding your kid a giant bowl of high fructose corn syrup or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is all high fructose corn syrup and sugar and refined carbs and corn and everything else, 30, 40, 50 grams of sugar when you put the more homogenized milk in it, and you're feeding that to them every morning, you're wondering why they're super tired at some points and other times they're a nightmare to deal with and not focusing in school. Then the doctors say, oh, well, they're not focusing, so we're going to put them on Ritalin or Adderall. Adderall is a Schedule II controlled substance. It's four amphetamine salts. And they give this stuff to little kids to calm them down. The problem with this is they don't have a deficiency in amphetamines. They're not short in amphetamines in their diet. They have too much sugar and they're constantly having these insulin spikes, and it makes them go nuts at that age because their bodies are so young. They handle the sugar much differently in adults because their bodies also too are more pure, so it affects them harder. That's why it's really, really important with children. If you're having behavioral issues, look at their diet. You know, small bowl of organic oatmeal with some whole eggs first thing in the morning, that's a great staple for kids to get rolling. And then throw in the Ultimate Multiple Chewable with the Children's DHA Cod, those two supplements with the omega-3 and the multiple, you got yourself a really, really good stack in the morning for kids. They'll behave good. They'll listen better. They'll do good in school. And they'll continue to actually be a joy to have instead of just these giant minions running around tearing up the house all hyped up on sugar and at 40, Doug. So I just want to encourage a lot of parents right now because I'm getting a lot of emails. A lot of people are frustrated. The holidays are coming up. Get ready. A lot of kids getting sick because remember, too, the more sugar they eat, the more it drops the white blood cell count. The more that drops, the more susceptible to anything. And kids already don't wash their hands enough or put their hands in their mouth or their nose. There's nasty stuff all the time. But that's what they do. And then they get sick. So, again, keeping the diet in check, especially over this fall series.
Yeah, I know I had to break Eric of that habit, always hands in the mouth and getting sick. And if you don't mind, go back to a couple of things you said. The what you said about the cancer and about the pancreas, or pancreatic cancer, specifically with insulin production or lack thereof, either way. Berberry, cinnamon, what else? And aside from the toxic or the cleanse, but on a maintenance level,
Berberine Ultimate, which is incredible, right. And also cinnamon extract. Those two together work really good. Also, too, you can throw in the B-complex, which is essential for cell health and is also really good for the immune system and really good for energy as well. And then you can also throw in the cod liver oil, the fish oil, the omega-3s, the ultra omega-3 that we have. Right. Healthy fats also help stabilize blood sugar because they slow down the process and digestion of sugars and carbohydrates. So, I mean, those four right there, that's a heck of a stack. The berberine, cinnamon extract, B-complex, and ultra omega-3, you can't get much better than that, along with a healthy diet and cutting out a lot of junk and fast food, and also, too, making sure you're cutting sodas out. Soda is one of the absolute worst things for your pancreas, and I personally believe the research that I've seen, especially with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease from high fructose corn syrup, I think sodas are probably one of the leading contributors to pancreatic issues in the entire country, especially in high usage of them. They're not good at all.
All right. Now something else you said too. I just want to clear this up. Wow. Excuse me. I had a frog in my throat. You were talking about having eggs in the morning. Did I hear you right? Tossing eggs in some kind of shake. Is that what I,
oh, no. I cook four eggs. I cook them.
Okay.
And I try to cook and shake them. I don't eat raw eggs. I'm not Rocky. I'm not trying to.
Okay. I wanted to clear just because in the event someone else heard that or thought.
I do not recommend eating raw eggs. That's not something I recommend. Not telling you to do on the show. That's not a thing. I cook four eggs and I have a protein shake with it. It's usually a GHI cleanse shake personally. That's what I like to have in the morning with my eggs. So, don't eat.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Okay. Keep going, my friend, because again, this information download, I love it when you're on because there are so many topics that you cover that we have either missed or we don't cover enough. So keep going wherever you want to take it.
There's another research study that I really want to cover again. This is on rheumatoid arthritis. So again, we're going back to inflammation. It's kind of an inflammation show today because I've gotten a lot of questions and emails about this in the last couple of weeks. That's why I want to cover some of these studies. So this is another study of 1,388 women with hand arthritis, average age of 61, and they showed that majority of these women had higher amounts of bad bacteria in their colon and lower levels of good bacteria, that anti-inflammatory lifestyle has been shown to help grow healthful bacteria in the colon, which can actually help treat rheumatoid arthritis. It says if you have arthritis or any other type of arthritis, anti-inflammatory lifestyle habits should be an important part of your treatment program. They said the rheumatoid arthritis is a disease in which your immune system starts attacking and damaging the joints. They're not sure why some people develop it while others don't. However, they do know that the joint damage is caused by exactly the same cells and chemicals called cytokines that your body uses to kill germs when they try to invade your body. This goes back to what we talked about with the vaccine responses too, when you have a cytokine storm in the body and it massively increases inflammation. This is one of the reasons I'm going to get into one of the things now they're finding that helps out with rheumatoid arthritis, including the turmeric and the joint rebuilding formula that we have. Those two are crucial staples because the turmeric lowers inflammation. The joint rebuilding gives you the raw ingredients to help out with the tissue. But the next step is getting the inflammation down. This goes right back into what I was talking about with detoxing the body and the GHI cleanse. One key part of this now they're starting to show, they said, is that the body has over 100 trillion different bacteria and over 1,000 different species living in your colon. Many different studies are now showing what you eat determines what types of bacteria live in your colon and what types of bacteria can turn on your immune system and cause inflammation. That increases the risk of rheumatoid arthritis as well as heart attacks, dementia, and other types of cancer. And what they're showing is here, increasing the amount of positive bacteria like probiotics in your diet and also supplemental helps fight off other bad bacteria that's increasing inflammation that's starting to be a direct culprit to rheumatoid arthritis. That's why the longer we keep doing research, we start finding that the gut-brain connection, the gut connection with everything in the body is so important. This is why we got three different probiotics that we've always carried over the years. We have the probiotic DF, which is 300 billion. We have the 100 billion CFU, that's colony-forming units, and we have a 350 billion. The 350 is really only necessary if you've been on an antibiotic run. And antibiotics, anybody knows, they wipe out pretty much all bacteria, good or bad, out of the digestive system in the colon. The next one, the 100 billion, is a really good maintenance one if you have something like this, rheumatoid arthritis. This is the stack we usually put together with people that are having these issues, is the 100 billion, along with the turmeric and the joint rebuilding formula. These work incredibly well to reduce the inflammation and really help out the joints. And then you have the probiotic DF, the 300 billion, which is really a good maintenance one for everybody to take. But you always hear people talk about, you know, cultured enzymes and probiotics with yogurt and stuff like that. And it's very real. And some of that yogurt, some of that stuff, kefir and stuff can be loaded with good bacteria. You just got to find the right source and not be getting a bunch of nasty pasteurized, homogenized stuff, because that's no good. We have a connection now in Tampa with raw cow's milk that I love. I try not to drink a lot of milk because it packs weight on me too much. I like to stay really lean and tight so I don't have to, you know, it's easier to do pull-ups and run when you can actually do it. You're not fat. But the milk is so good. The raw cow's milk, it's so good. And so one thing about it, though, is that, you know, the supplements in the body are crucial because in reality, the diet that we eat nowadays, even if you're eating really clean, the amount of supplements and probiotics and nutrients that you're getting in there is still minimal at best. So adding in something as strong as like 100 billion, it really helps out with rheumatoid arthritis. And I want to address that today with more research that's showing up, because it seems like every time we turn around, we keep finding out that probiotics and digestive health and colon health pretty much contribute to everything in the body, especially when you start dealing with the pancreas and the liver, because I mean, these are all obviously very essential organs in the body. I mean, all organs are essential, obviously, but without having these organs properly functioning, you can cause a lot of serious health problems. That's why diet is so crucial, especially staying off glyphosate and stuff that's really heavily processed with a lot of pesticides and herbicides, because that stuff, again, wrecks the digestive system and wrecks the probiotics. Also, too, another one to stay away from is sucralose. Sucralose is horrible for the digestive system. It wipes out all, again, good bacteria in the colon, because sucralose is actually a sugar molecule with two chlorine atoms that's attached to it. It's a stable substance in theory on paper until the sucralose goes in the stomach and mixes with hydrochloric acid. When that happens, it releases the chlorine atoms off, and you're essentially releasing free chlorine into the digestive system, and it wipes out all positive probiotics. So again, that's something to really be aware of and something to stay away from and things to add in if you're having issues with arthritis, Doug.
Fantastic. Folks, did you hear that? Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Thanks five. That's right. Thanks five. That's the coupon code. Probably right through the weekend, but that's store wide. So I'm telling you, a fantastic sale. Thanks five. And folks, do it today, because I'm telling you, when you feel bad and when you're sluggish, and well, you know that feeling, all right, it's really not good for anybody around you, and certainly not for yourself. So do what you can. Go to healthmasters.com. Thanks five is the coupon code. And while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show for all of the updates on the news, information that you won't hear elsewhere. That's Ted and Austin Brower Show. All right, my friend, where else do we go?
One thing, I was going to ask you if you'd heard anything about this. I've been looking into it, trying to understand how deep this thing is going to go with the FCC, with the Biden administration, essentially giving the federal government full control of the internet. Have you seen some of this?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, this is extremely dangerous. I'll just say that. For folks who don't know what we're talking about, the control over the internet, I'm really simplifying this. The control over the internet is now under the, or will be under the FCC, where they will be able to mess even more with things like websites, what you can and can't see. Okay. I'm taking an entire show and trying to put it in like one sentence, but this has always been the objective of the left, is to control what you see, control the narrative. This is their signature. And of course, now that they have their minions in place, especially with the FCC, especially with the corporate side of things, who are working in tandem with the government at this point. This is what's happening, and you can expect to see this take place if this fully goes into effect. It's going to take a little bit, but. You can expect to see some changes probably right in the first quarter of next year at the very latest. So,
well, I'm hoping we're going to start seeing some lawsuits filed on this, because the more I keep reading into it, like here it talks about, it says the rules essentially give the FCC an insane amount of power related to the internet, while in the name of promoting diversity, fairness, and inclusion. In other words, the new rules let the FCC censor and control internet service providers based on vague laws about fairness. It doesn't just focus on discrimination, but also looks at disparate outcomes, meaning the internet must be perfectly fair or the U.S. government might intervene. Critics are saying the decision represents a dangerous overreach of government power. They believe the plan to give the government too much control of the entire internet business, call it a lawful power grab. That these rules would give the federal government roving mandates to micromanage nearly every aspect of how the internet functions and how ISPs allocate capital and where they build the services that consumers can purchase, profits, and ISPs can realize on how they're marketing and advertise services to the discounts and promotions. Basically, what they're saying is here, if they don't like something, they don't like a website, and this is pretty much the gist where I think this is going to go, the FCC can come in and say, well, there's something discriminatory about a website. There's something discriminatory about what's going on here with this part of the internet. So we're coming in now. We're going to completely control and monitor it, or telling the internet provider, you have to cut off this internet service to this server, or you've got to bring down this website. You can't house this anymore here. You can't leave this up. This is so vague, because essentially what they talk about is it's all about preventing digital discrimination based on income, race, ethnicity, color, religion, or national origin. The problem with this is it's so open-ended that the FCC can start coming in and saying, well, you know, the Ted Austin Brower Show said that trannies shouldn't be going to the bathroom with little girls in the bathroom. And all of a sudden they come in and say, well, you're discriminating against trannies, and you're saying this online, you're saying it on your website.
That's right.
So really investigate this now and make sure that this isn't a discriminatory basis that you're doing this on. And because that's pretty much what they're saying here, Doug, is they're going to have open access to do pretty much anything they want on the internet.
And one thing people need to really realize is this will impact podcasts and broadcasts just as much, if not more, than the print websites. Okay, so it's going to prevent me from, you know, calling Dick Levine, Richard Levine, because he's a dude. It's a dude. He's got a dick. Okay. He might wear a dress, but he's got a dick, so he's a dude. So I probably won't be able to say that if I'm allowed to be on there. That's where we're headed with this.
That's exactly where they're headed with it. They want to come in and say, well, you've discriminated. You have not called them by their proper pronouns or their proper name that they want. And so they can just start coming in and pretty much do anything they want. So I really hope some lawsuits get filed on this. I didn't know about it until last week. And I started kind of looking into it. And I was like, oh, boy, this is definitely trouble because there's no question about it.
Glenn Beck did a great 8 minutes on this a couple of weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Whether you like Glenn or not, at least on this, he was right on the money. And he said, we'll be out of business, simply put, and we'll be off air. And I believe that to be the case. That's what they're trying to do. Because when they can't fight you on the facts, they will try to shut you up. And that's exactly what they're... Look, we saw this with COVID. And the more information that comes out with respect to the COVID, with Naomi Wolf especially, who's leading a group of researchers in finding things out that, and Dr. Peter McCullough from the, you know, the frontline doctors and the wellness company, of course. So all of this combined, they've got to shut us down. And this is how they plan to do it. And so what you're going to have is an internet filled with videos of puppy dogs and kittens. Not there's anything wrong with puppies. But, you know, just that. And any political discussion is going to have the opposing side. Kind of like it used to be prior to 86, I think it was, when that was changed. Go ahead.
Well, that's essentially the goal is what these guys want to have with the internet. They want to have a bubblegum for the brain internet, where essentially there's just everybody just sits around and just intakes, you know, just bubblegum, you know, YouTube videos, TikTok, stupid crap that doesn't produce anything. And I mean, some YouTube videos are informational stuff like that, but there's a lot of stuff on the internet. It's just bubblegum. And so what they want is people not to have the ability to do research, to be able to go and look at stuff and say, why is this doing this? Why is people getting sick from this? What's going on with this here? And so it's really important that we always have the ability to speak freely. Because once you start taking that away, I mean, you see like in China, their internet's completely controlled by the government. The government just shuts certain websites down. Can't even go to it. Or if you start going to other websites, they knock your credit score down, your social credit score. Then you can't get on a plane. You can't get on a train. You can't rent a car. You can't do anything. And so that's what you see with communist China. By the way, total rabbit trail. I was going to ask you about this. It just popped in my head. Did you see some of these videos now that have popped up from San Francisco? How it's been pretty much one of the most homeless infested cities in the entire country. And we got the communist Chinese leader that comes over to meet with his lapdog Newsom. And literally now they said San Francisco, there's like no homeless people. There's no poop on the street. There's no needles everywhere. Like literally overnight, they just, everything disappeared. Have you seen some of this?
I have. Yeah, he met Biden over there with Newsom and all of the usual suspects. And so at issue, folks, and pay attention to this, please. You have San Francisco, the biggest location for homeless, the druggies walk around, you know, half bent over, zombie-like. You tent cities everywhere. You can't walk downtown. And, of course, overnight, they cleaned that up. And in place of that, of course, had our soldiers and some people with police and such holding up communist Chinese flags on the so-called parade route or the drive route for the communist dictator, as well as the communist resident in chief. And yeah, homeless are gone. So I looked into this a little bit, and I did make a couple of telephone calls to people out in that area. And there are two things that I found, and I have not been able to verify either thing. Number one, there was an initial sweep, if you will, of the more prominent, bigger problem areas, okay? And that was done by government subcontractors, all right? That's number one. And number two, the people that were moved right now, with the exception of perhaps 10 to 15%, and you'll have to follow me on this because we're talking about three or four different things here. The people that were moved, again, minus 10 or 15%, we don't know where they are. But the other, the smaller portion of those people were actually moved to another part of San Francisco. So, but the majority, I'm talking about 85%, we don't know where the hell they went. And to have this done within a matter of 20 hours, not even 24, but 20 hours is how long it took. So we have a problem. Where are the people? Where are the homeless? Where are the drug addicts? Look, you can clean up the needles and the crap and all that stuff. That's not a big deal. It's the people and the things that the people had with them, their personal belongings, whatever they might be. Where did they go? 85% of that population, I'm wondering. I don't have an answer for you, but it certainly is strange. And they're talking about, and I've heard some things that, you know, look, I can't verify. They're talking about using these people as medical experiments, using these people for other reasons. No one's going to want their organs. Believe me. So stop that. When I say medical experiments, I'm talking about some pretty diabolical things. And also, you know, people think that the CIA is not domestically operational. Well, the CIA, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, throw a few of these people into a program such as an MK Ultra program. You mentioned that situation, the bathroom situation where that guy was shot twice in the head or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Think in line, think in terms of that. And I don't think we're going to be too far off. So to answer your question, I don't know the answer. I've heard a couple of things. The people I spoke to, one was a former law enforcement officer from San Francisco, and another was an individual that resides north of San Francisco, both keeping their eye on this. So I'll let you know, but that's what I know. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of the same place I was with it. I knew that there was some strange things. All the reports I heard is that the population just disappeared. And like you said, it was overnight. It was creepy. It wasn't like they've been kind of funneling these people out over the last couple of months. It was just like, boom, here one day, gone the next. And what's crazy to me, though, here's the irony about all this.
No cell phone video.
Yeah. There's no footage of anybody leaving. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of people, dude. This wasn't like they had a little camp with 20 people. They just kind of shuttered them over and moved them over here. These were like thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the city. And like nobody knows where they went and nobody saw them leave, which is pretty crazy. And on top of that, too, here's the irony about it. The crime, the homelessness has gotten so bad in San Francisco. The majority of companies are leaving. They're riding out. I mean, nobody wants to be there anymore. Yet they did this overnight for the communist dictator, bro. They didn't do this for the population, for the city. They didn't say, you know, we're relocating these guys out to, you know, a camp out in the desert, military base or something. We're going to do some stuff out there. I don't know. They didn't do that. They just said, hey, the Chinese communist dictator's coming. We've got to clean up our city because we're an embarrassment. Now we'll do something about it. That shows you the level of disdain that they actually have for the American population and for the residents of San Francisco, that they would not do anything at all until the communist leader comes to this soil and they fly communist flags on our soil. That should be making everybody irate right now. The fact that that's the only reason they moved all these people out of there, not because of the homelessness, not because of the fighting and rioting and all the violence and crime and everything else, but because the communist Chinese leader was coming to the U.S. soil, Doug.
And why there, of all places? I would contend that, you know, too, when you clean up a place like San Francisco, you're looking for curb appeal for the potential buyer or even the owner of the real estate. And I think that has something to do with it. I do believe that I think Biden and crew, the entirety of the left, if you're a leftist, then you're a moron. I think you've got no shame. And so I don't think they did it for any altruistic purpose. I think it was done to really swallow the sword of however big or small it might be of the Chinese leader, you know, having Biden do that and crew do that. So, yeah, this is crazy. And I think we should keep our eyes on this. But they did keep, like I said, I do believe 10 to 15%. Were moved, and I think that was done deliberately because they talk. These people talk among the homeless talk among themselves, and I would give it a month and then go back out and try to find somebody that'll talk if they're at all coherent, and see if they know where Jim Bob and Billy Ray are, you know, or whoever.
Yeah, interesting stuff. That's crazy. Also, too, I want to cover this right now. This is going into detail on another study that was funded by the NIH, and it looks into the reporting of severe, debilitating, and chronic conditions following the COVID-19 vaccination. And they started shortly after they got the jab and continued for a year longer. According to the study, patients reported experience a median of 22 symptoms. The highest number of symptoms experienced by an individual was 35 symptoms, Doug. One individual, 35 symptoms after they got the COVID shot. And they went through all the, like, a 1 to 100 scale as far as how they felt, all these different factors on mental health, fearfulness, overwhelm, pain, so forth. And what's crazy about it is a lot of it, 91% of the participants reported sleep problems and experiencing feeling run down after they got the shot, which is ironic because the shot's supposed to save you and protect you against COVID, which we know now did nothing, neither one. It doesn't protect you from it. It doesn't do anything to anybody except make them really sick. And what's crazy is that according to the study, they're also showing here another study that came out, exactly what we've been talking about, is that vitamin D, vitamin C, and probiotics and nutrients really help alleviate a lot of the symptoms, along with the spike protein survival kit we put together with the Natokinase, which is really, really good to maintain blood viscosity, along with the Super E, which also does that, and then the N-acetylcysteine. So that's a little trifecta stack right there that works really good at maintaining the body, helping the immune system, and helping to detoxify it. Because, you know, the more stuff that's coming out about this shot, I mean, it's like every single month more research is coming out talking about how dangerous it is, how bad it is. They're now starting to see that this abnormally high uptick in myocarditis in teenagers is a real problem. And again, it's one that nobody's wanted to discuss whatsoever. They're just ignoring it. Like, it's normal for 14-year-olds to have heart attacks on a regular basis in high school and in middle school. It's not. It never has been. It never will be. But they're trying to normalize it to keep basically everything swept under the rug so you can keep giving these shots out. And I've said before, I think one of the main reasons they pushed this shot so hard with the emergency use authorization, everything else with it, is because they wanted to get this shot on the childhood shot schedule, and now they have it. And now 6-month-olds with unknowing parents that don't bother to do their research are allowing their 6-month-old children to get RNA gene therapy injections into their body, which has absolutely no idea what this is going to do long term, except we know when we saw the mice study is that the spike proteins were storing in the testes and also in the ovaries of male and female mice. So we know this stuff attacks the ovaries and the testicles. We know this stuff's probably going to delay puberty. There's no telling what's going to do long term side effects because Nobody knows. They're just experimenting on children. And quite frankly, this is one of the most bizarre, dangerous, egregious things I have ever witnessed in my life, Doug, being in science for the last 15 years of my life. And seeing this now and having to just cope with the fact that we have these doctors and pediatricians that are knowingly putting gene therapy RNA injections into six-month-old babies and telling the parents it's safe, it's okay, while they stack it with six and seven other injections that already have debilitating side effects, and no idea whether or not this RNA gene therapy, bad as it is going to interfere and basically have more problems and interact with all these other shots, because, again, nothing's been tested. This is one of the craziest things I've ever witnessed, Doug, when it comes to science and health, the fact that this is happening to our younger children, and that any doctor, anybody that's in research knows COVID virus was minimal at best with young children. It was like a cold virus. Oh, yeah. Their body systems popped up. I mean, what they say, 99.99997% survival rate as far as in children. I mean, it's like there was nothing. Like, there was only a couple hundred cases of children dying from COVID in the United States, and most of those were secondary. Like, a kid had COVID and he overheated and drowned in a bathtub. That's horrific, but COVID didn't kill him. Drowning did. So again, I've really been encouraging parents all across the country, all across the board, please inform parents and other parents about what these pediatricians are doing. Do your research and ask questions, man, because this shot is unbelievably dangerous for these young kids, for everybody in general. And it's just being rolled out and told, hey, you got to take it. You got to take it. You got to take it. And these parents are just blindly going, okay, that's what I'm told to do. Do not do something that you don't want to do just because somebody says do it. Period. That's a concept that eludes a lot of people lately now. Just because somebody go over there and stand in the corner. No. Stand in the corner. You go stand in the corner. Like, you know, what are you doing, man? And so these doctors and these pediatricians, these parents look at them like they're gods. And quite frankly, it's a dangerous, dangerous game now that's happened to these kids. And I don't think near enough people know what's really going on, Doug, with these RNA shots.
You know, yeah. To me, it's difficult for me to comprehend how any parent could willingly take their child to get one of these modified RNA shots or messenger RNA shots. I don't care what brand it is. That's number one. Number two, obviously, either the same or different parents allowing a child to determine what they want to be, boy or girl. Okay, you got to be kidding me. My idea is, since this is the day before Thanksgiving, here's the awake army of Hagman patriots. What I believe we should do is invite the problem children of our families, the people who believe in the Faucis and the Walensky's and the the doctors and such. Invite them over to the house for Thanksgiving dinner. And take a drumstick from the turkey and beat the living crap out of them with the drumstick. Okay. That's kind of my idea of Thanksgiving this year. In fact, maybe I'll make that happen. Take a drumstick off and just beat them over the head with it and make them eat the, I don't like the broccoli stuff, but anyway, make them eat that. All right. That's just me. We got about 2 minutes, my brother. Healthmasters.com. I want to make sure people get that. Thanks 5. Thanks 5. That's a coupon code. Healthmasters.com. Folks, order now. Please do it now. Do it now. Did I say do it now? Do it now. Healthmasters.com. Thanks 5. Because you get 5% off plus store wide. Plus, the products are the best on the market. And I would take these over any other health products for my, whether it's blood sugar, my maintenance, my immune support. There it is right there for you, healthmasters.com. Thanks 5. Okay, I just burnt a minute and a half, so. You got the final sale.
Yeah, the sale, Black Friday sale, will be on through Friday with Thanks 5. You know, I appreciate the support of Health Masters and everybody doing this together. You know, all of us working, you know, with these shows and with alt media and getting the truth out there is crucial. The more people are really starting to see things, I think they're waking up. You know, we talked about before the show, Doug, is that one thing that I think if COVID did anything, it was the fact that people started to realize A, we've been lied to, and B, we need to start looking at natural medicine much more closer because of how effective it was during COVID and how it actually saved lives. Unlike remdesivir, that's got numerous lawsuits against it now for literally killing millions of people, in my opinion. I think remdesivir was the bioweapon as far as the main bioweapon along with the shot. And so, again, people, stay informed, stay frosty, and continue to get the truth out there, Doug.
Amen, brother. We can do it together. And you know, the army of the awake, let's march. Let's stay together. And we can do that by making sure, folks, that this guy right here, that we support Health Masters. We get our supplements from healthmasters.com. Thanks, Five, for Black Friday. And we listen to Ted and Austin Brower's show. We stick together. And when necessary, we do apply corporal punishment with parts of the turkey by, you know, those people. Wow. It's just one of those things. Appreciate you, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Folks, I will be otherwise detained through Friday, but watch the website nonetheless, HagmanPI.com. God bless.